Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent Almanac program, Extension feedlot specialist Jessica Sperber talked about the importance of water availability, nutrition issues, and windbreaks to help cattle cope with the cold weather. She continues that discussion by focusing on how bedding can help keep cold cows comfortable.
Yeah, bedding, I think, is one of the most underappreciated ways to improve cattle performance during the winter months. And so bedding can be made from obviously straw, corn stalks, wood chips, other material, right? Anything that keeps that animal off of the cold ground and to help reduce their heat loss to the cold ground improves comfort and obviously improves performance on those cattle. So there's a pretty foundational study that came out of North Dakota State back in the early 2000s, and their results would show that when cattle were offered modest bedding, which was just defined as straw available for the steers to lay down on, so essentially just creating that barrier between them and the pen surface and the frozen cold ground, when it was offered during a winter weather event, it actually, those cattle that had moderate bedding had increased average daily gain by 0.86 pounds per day and an improved feed efficiency of around 30% with no change in feed intake compared to the cattle that did not have bedding. So that was obviously during a very severe winter weather event in North Dakota, but we do get severe winter weather plus humidity on the eastern side of the state of Nebraska. And so all of those things together, I think bedding is a pretty underappreciated way to make those cattle, number one, have better comfort, but number two, continue to gain or maintain gain all throughout that winter feeding period.
Jessica talks about how specific requirements for bedding depends upon the size of the animal and emphasizes refreshing bedding materials frequently.
Number one thing to keep in mind is obviously where you're located and your winter precipitation or snowfall, and then again, the size of the animal. So if you have smaller steers or they're you just received them in the feed yard or they're growing steers, they're going to require a little bit less bedding because their body footprint on that snow doesn't take up as much room. So larger cattle need more bedding, smaller cattle require a little bit less. On average, feed yards will bed every 2 to 3 days during the winter months, depending on how aggressive the snowfall is or how cold the environmental temperatures are. But they're not bedding every pen every day because logistically that's just entirely too much labor. So instead what they'll do is they'll bed every maybe 2 to 3 days or a few additional days, offering anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds of bedding per animal per day. So they'll put out 10 pounds per head in that one delivery of bedding, assuring that that 10 pounds is going to last them upwards of 3 or 4 days. And so really that's dependent on the magnitude of the winter conditions. And then during extreme snowfall events, the feedlots may increase the volume of bedding by anywhere from 10 to 15% on top of that 2 to 4 pounds of bedding per animal per day. I've seen as little as 1 pound per head per day offered, depending on precipitation and snowfall and wind chill. But essentially, as soon as they're wet and there's a wind chill, you better be offering additional bedding for those cattle in order to keep their net energy for maintenance at neutral.
Today's program was taken from a recent interview on the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.